So you're almost having like asynchronous Q&A session. That just makes life easier for a lot of people, including presenters, right? Because you know what to sort of expect. The last one is sort of similar. I saw this, like Linux Foundation did this like a few years ago. I made a presentation again with Sophia on documentation, and then there was a Slack channel for Q&As. And after our presentation, we were on there for like 30, 45 minutes, which I thought was great. Because typically, like when you're at a convention center, you get shooed out after your presentation. So people only have like a 5-minute window to ask you questions, like if you ran out of time, right? This just gave us a lot more time to answer questions and also for people to be, vocal with their comments and feedback, which I thought was great. And I made sure that I let a lot of people know that I thought that was pretty awesome. So I know I'm almost out of time, so I think I've covered most of these. So it's not either or. The virtual events can complement what you're doing like in person. Just remember that we've been doing like a virtual collaboration for a long time, and this is definitely an important toolkit to help community members. And then especially for people who can't always travel for whatever reason, financial or otherwise. And the final point I want to make, actually, the platforms that we're using for online events, like including Hopin, I'm not saying that's my favorite tool, but even Hopin has really evolved over time. And one of the things I noticed when I talk to event management vendors is that they'll give a list of, here are the virtual event platforms that we support. One company, they provided like 15 logos, including